Normally, we do have a children address, but since the children are here, I'm going to speak to you too. You are very important to us. And the memory verse for you today, I asked Lockie to put it up for us. The memory verse for us today to remember for next week is this. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Children, we are approaching Christmas, and the Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ, isn't it? But before Jesus was born, an angel had to visit Mary and tell her that she was going to have a child, a very special child, a child we worship today, Jesus Christ. And it is through the power of God. Jesus was not born of a man and a woman. This is what we call a virgin birth. So Mary, she was a holy lady, young woman, trusted God and kept herself holy. She loved the Lord God of Israel. And God said, "Well, look, you are going to bear the child who is going to be the king of the whole universe." And so she was privileged. She was so privileged to have bore Jesus. And because of the power of God and his grace. So what does that mean to us today? God is in charge, and he can use those who are his servants. Even he can use little children. So you need to remember this memory verse, that Mary was a little girl, but God really had a favor. She got the favor of God, and she was able to bear Jesus. Is that so beautiful? So can you expect that God can use you even as a young man? You know, even in the Bible, we have also the disciples. They were ordinary people. And then the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they were used by God mightily and powerfully. So keep trusting God, keep serving him. I know some of you in a few years to come, there will be choirs and also preachers. Yeah, trust God. Well, now I just want to share briefly with you a message that we have today for us here. Before I do that, I'd like to pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for this opportunity for us to come into your own house and to turn to your word, the word that is powerful and is able to transform us and to shape us to be like Jesus, our Lord. Father, we acknowledge ourselves without your word, we will go astray. We will never know you. And without the work of your Holy Spirit, we will never be able, Lord God, to leave us your people. So we pray as we turn to your word that you help me, Lord, and encourage me to speak to your people and open the hearts of your people by your grace. For I pray this in Jesus' name.